Appreciate, again, all the hard work that David and Leah put into it, and all the work there's done. And you wouldn't believe the amount of verses that have been memorized and lessons that have been taught and done, and appreciate this ministry very, very much. It is again, the value of ministry is what you see tonight. And so appreciate it again very much. Let's give David and Leah especially a hand for David.
And everything they say about Miss Carla is true. And some of you haven't been around the whole time since we started. Miss Carla was our church secretary. It was our very first church secretary. It was our secretary for 5 years, and got to work alongside her every day for 5 years. And it's just a great lady. Appreciate her very much and her hard work. And by the way, she's done that in Awanas, and she's done that in Masters Clubs, and it's just been faithful. I don't know, for the 15 years, I would guess. So, been a great. Great worker, a good example. Amen. All right, turn if you would in your Bibles tonight to, let's turn to Psalm 62. Psalm 62, we'll read a verse here and just give you a couple of thoughts tonight as we think about that God is our refuge. God is our refuge. Psalm 62, verse 7. This morning we talked about the God of hope, that we have find joy, peace, hope, in the Lord. Psalm 62 and verse 7. In God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength and my refuge. My refuge is in God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you again, Lord, for being here tonight. We thank you for these children and who have worked so hard this year. We pray, God, that you bless them and bless the workers. And tonight we do pray as we steer our hearts towards the Word of God that you would encourage us. You would strengthen us, and Lord, we again see you as our refuge. And we'll thank you, Lord, for Jesus' name. Amen. As we think about God as our refuge, God is our refuge. We think about the cities of refuge in the Old Testament. And again, I'm not going to have time to go through the whole thing, but remind you that in the Old Testament, there were 6 cities of refuge set up that someone could go to and flee to if they had committed manslaughter, had they committed a murder that was unintentional, and there was a place for them to go to that the loved ones of that person whom they had accidentally killed could not touch them. And it was called the cities of refuge, and these were set up of 6 of them throughout the country. By the way, we are all guilty, and we need to flee to the city of refuge. The city of refuge is Jesus Christ, and He is our refuge. He is our help in time of danger and in a time of need. And but what a mighty strength, a mighty refuge He is. We speak of Christ being our blessed hope and looking forward to His return. But remember, here and now, He is our salvation. Not just our spiritual salvation, but He is our salvation. He is the one who has and takes care of us. He is our refuge in the time of need. What kind of refuge is He? Well, He's a personal refuge. He personally cares about you. Just as Jonathan was David's refuge, right? Saul was trying to kill David, and Jonathan stepped in between. So does Jesus Christ step in and is our refuge, our personal refuge. And He is real. I don't think I had to tell this crowd that, do I? He's real. Jesus Christ is our refuge. We need a refuge. We need a refuge, and when it comes to salvation, I'm glad that Christ is my salvation and my time of need. We all are sinners in need of a Savior, and therefore He is our refuge. We need help in time of temptation. Temptation comes. The devil loves to tempt us, and he loves to draw us away. He wants to destroy us, and Christ is our refuge to step in and help us. He is there in the time of trouble. When we face temptations and the storms of life, as we preached on this morning, He is there to take us through those times of trouble, to be our refuge in the time of storm. And then here, while I spend my time tonight, 4 or 5 minutes here I've got left, what kind of refuge is Jesus Christ? What kind of refuge is Jesus Christ? Number one, He's an appointed refuge. Appointed by God the Father as our refuge. The Bible describes Christ as a priest. A priest. He's our priest. He is there to satisfy. In other words, He is there to be our high priest. By the way, He was the last priest. Now, I understand we're royal priests, but he was the final sacrifice for sins. He is our priest. He is the prophet. He is our prophet to teach us, to encourage us, to challenge us. And then he is our king to protect and defend us. He is prophet, priest, and king. And I have a message I preached on just those three offices of Christ: prophet, priest, and king. So he's appointed of God. Number two, he's a sufficient refuge. He is all we need. And he's able to support and supply everything that we need. He forgives us. He secures us from danger. He is all we need. Christ is all I need in every area of my life. It doesn't matter whether it's a physical issue, financial issues, whatever it may be, relational. Christ is all I need. He is there for us. He is sufficient. Thirdly, he's a close refuge. My dad is 90 miles that direction, but my heavenly Father's right here. Jesus Christ is right here with me. He's right here with me. He never leaves us nor forsakes us. He is a refuge who is close. He's always here. By the way, not only is he always near, but he always hears. He hears. He hears our prayer. He is a universal refuge. I'm glad he is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He is there for everyone. Doesn't matter rich, poor, black or white. We're all sinners, and he is there for us. He is a universal refuge. By the way, we're not that way, are we? We all kind of have our own slant or leanings. We all have our prejudices. Oh, don't give me that. All of us do, right? We see the person on the street with a little sign that says, "I'm hungry, feed, you know, help me." And most of us say, "Oh, he's just, you know, he's a con artist." Some of those people are really hungry. But we all have our prejudices. But I'm glad that Christ does not. I'm thankful that he is universal, a refuge. He's an open refuge, always ready to receive. Always ready to receive. We as human beings are not that way. But Christ is. He loves us unconditionally. He's always ready to receive. You say, "Well, you don't know what I've done. You don't know what's happened." Christ is always ready to receive you. Always. He'll never refuse you. He'll never refuse you. Isn't that great? Isn't it great to know that the God of the universe will never refuse you? That he loves you in spite of you? That he loves me in spite of what I've done and what I think? By the way, he knows our thoughts, and yet he loves us and doesn't refuse us. That's the God that I serve. He is an open refuge. And then we all know this verse. He is our only refuge. He's only true refuge. Right? Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me." He is the only way. He is the only true refuge for justification, for salvation from our sins. And then, honestly, as you think about it, there's no one stronger. Amen. There's no one stronger. He's all powerful. And so, therefore, as you think about him being the only true refuge, and that is in strength. We are what? Romans chapter 8, verse 37 says, "We are more than conquerors through him that loved us and gave his life for us." He is our refuge. He's appointed of God to be our refuge. He's prophet, priest, and king. He's sufficient refuge in that he is able to support us. He's able to supply our very needs. He forgives us. He secures us from danger. He's there in that time of desperate need. He's always there. He's a close refuge. He never leaves us nor forsakes us. Our family may forsake us, but God never does. God never does. Our friends may forsake us, but God never does. He is a universal refuge in that he accepts all. God is no respecter of persons. I'm so thankful for that. He's an unchangeable refuge. I left that one out a while ago. He's unchangeable. He never changes. I'm thankful for that. People change. God never changes. He's an open refuge, always ready to receive, and he is the only true refuge in the area of salvation. If we are to have hope in this life, our hope needs to be in him, the refuge in the time of need. Let's all stand. In one